Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric St. Joe Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, they are in Rockford, Michigan. You can't miss them. They're kind of like in the middle of nowhere, though. So they're east of that fun downtown area of Rockford, Michigan. Go there if you're interested in a fantastic Yamaha golf cart. How about a side-by-side, ATV, UTV, motorcycle, go-kart? They have it all. And free popcorn. Go see one of the helpful people that are there. Might be my pal Drew. Might be my pal Ron, which is Drew's dad. Wonderful Italian family. Maybe the multi-talented Mary Lou, who claims Drew. Thank you so much to Impact Power Sports. They bring you this show. They sponsor this posh studio. I got Bruce in here. O'Neill's gotten in the habit of hanging out with Darla and keeping an eye on her. He's doing his thing. So glad that you're here. Tophus says he likes the pattern on the walls, as do I. You know, one of these days I'm going to sand those spots and paint the room. He says it's very minimalist. I don't know what that means. Means there's nothing to it? Is that what it is? I don't know. Fuck. All right. So there was breaking news today, and I'm going to get right to it. At about 7 a.m., I started getting people tipping me off about this thing that became public concerning our pals, the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, specifically Greg. A little bit of background, in case you don't know. I used to work with that show for many, many years. And let's be honest. If it wasn't for me taking that show to new heights, they would be nowhere now. So they owe all of that to me. I can't even get behind that statement. It's ridiculous to say. That's not really my thing, so I'm kidding. But anyway, time passed, and Greg, who had fancied himself on the show, he would voice it regularly all the time by saying, "I am a great husband. I am such a great husband." And boy, we would cringe every time he'd say it. We're like, it just sounds weird. You might be, but I don't know. But apparently it wasn't that great because his wife left him. And boy, she was salt of the earth. Loved her so much, the multi-talented Amanda. She said, "All right, I'm done." And that was that. And then before like the papers were even signed, Greg was dating. And he stumbled upon this young woman who was, you know, they like found each other on online dating, and then the rest is history. They kind of like hit it off and got married. Well, lo and behold, one day Greg went on a huge rant attacking a new girlfriend / wife's ex-husband and ex-husband's mom, so ex-mother-in-law. That's all I needed to hear. I made friends with them. And now we're friends for life. That would be Coleman and Coleman's mom. I think her name's Sherry. I don't know. She's kind of a hag. I told her that. I go, "Yeah, you're kind of a hag. You know that?" Anyway, I love her in a love a hag kind of way. I just sent a text to Coleman. "Dude, did you see that Kayla and Greg have nominated themselves to be America's favorite couple. Tyler says that's C-O-L-E, not C-O-A-L. And I'm not kidding about this. That's what people were tipping me off to, that there's some organization that you get to nominate people and like everybody gets nominated. Well, Greg and Kayla nominated themselves to be America's favorite couple. They might be. I don't know. Let's start to unpack this bit by bit. Let's see. Am I going to be able to? Oh, shit. Of course. What an asshole. I don't have it in front of me right now, but... Yeah. They're doing just that. They're announcing that they are America's... They want to be America's favorite couple. So I guess this is an online voting thing. And the idea is that you pay for the votes. And when you donate, it's all a charitable thing. So I can't really get in the way of that, you know? I mean, but let's just start with the opening fucking picture. God damn, this is bad. Greg and Kayla are there. And he is hilariously putting ice cream into her mouth. There's that. And we can't go any further without focusing on that. I mean, that is an amazingly perfect man nose. That is one of the best man noses I have ever seen. He is looking at her. And in this picture, he has to be thinking, my God, I'm married to Eric Zane with a wig. That has to be going through his mind. Holy shit. Here is the gang at the beach. Greg is leaning in to her saying, I cannot go in this water. And here's the six kids. I'm not sure which one got his mouth washed out with hand soap. I think it was the real little one. That was the hand soap incident. That was in the public deposition that I read that Coleman passed along to me. This kid is like, hey, please don't put any more soap in my mouth. God damn it. I know you want to be America's favorite couple. Here he is. He's picking her up somehow. And he's like, hey, this is so much fun. Let's go put some soap in the kid's mouth. Here they are. More ice cream. Everybody's having a good time. I don't know about this one right here. He looks like, did you ever see that video for Pearl Jam's Jeremy? This kid right here reminds me of Jeremy. This is the kid Henry, I think. And then here they are. They're putting more ice cream in their mouths. So really, they're an ice cream intensive family. That's one of the things that makes them America's favorite couple. These two right here are looking back saying, my God, Dad is such a pussy. Here they are here again. They're happy. Boy, but that fucking forehead. That forehead, that nose. This has to be America's next favorite couple. And here he is giving her a big smoocheroo. She's like, oh, you. And you're like, oh, my God. He's like, let me make your face look all wrinkly like mine. And here they are. Happy couple again. And there they are doing gay family shit. More ice cream. More ice cream. So there you go. That's America's Next favorite couple. How did your love story begin? Greg and I met during the COVID pandemic while both going through divorces. Uh-huh. After a missed swipe, we matched on Hinge in October 2020 and instantly connected. Our bond felt natural and effortless. We had so much in common, we quickly fell in love. Yeah, they had so much in common. Like, Greg has lots of money, and she wants lots of money. That's a great thing to have in common. You have money. I need money. Perfect. You've got a huge forehead. I've got a huge nose. Wow. Greg proposed during family photos at our home in front of all six of our boys. I'm guessing that three of them, Coleman's kids, were like, oh, fuck. We were married in August of 22 after a short but sweet engagement. What is your favorite memory you've shared as a couple? Now, it says this, but I think it should be, well, when Greg paid off my student loans. Our favorite memory was Christmas break 2023 when just the two of us spent a week in Phoenix. We did the most random fun things, comedy shows, riding scooters, a basketball game, swimming. It doesn't say that. The zoo, and just exploring the city hand in hand. It was carefree, full of laughter, and reminded us how much fun we have just being together. Well, that is very nice. What would you do with the $20,000? Now, this is interesting because the nose writes, if we won the $20,000, we would donate it to Idiots for Underdogs, a national charity that helps individuals and families in need. Their mission to support, there should be a comma there. Their mission to support underdogs in tough situations, comma, aligns with our values, and we'd be honored to help them continue making a difference in our community. For more info on the charity, visit freebeerandhotwings.com/idiots-for-underdogs. Yeah, I can't. Now, I would assume that that is what would happen. I kid, I bust balls, I make harmless jokes, but I don't want to get in the way of $20,000 to support the charity's fantastic. I remember when we talked about it, about wanting to do something like that. I don't have any problem with that. So I think you should vote for them. Chris K said he voted for the second place couple. It's like, no, you don't want to vote. No, I want you to do this. I want you to spend as much money as possible and vote for these two insufferable fuck faces. They deserve to be described as America's favorite couple. I think that would be perfect for the world if those two are America's favorite couple. So the whole thing is a charitable organization. I think when you donate the $250, money goes to these two organizations. That's how they make the world go around. I'm positive that it would be on the up and up. If you want more information, there's all the shit there. But we have to do this. We have got... You only have one day, 11 hours, 38 minutes, and now 50 seconds. They are currently first in their group. They were third when I first found out about this. So this excites me. Yes, yes, yes. I am team Greg and Kayla. Holy shit. This couldn't be more perfect. Wow. Bob said that Greg wanted the prize money for the kids' college fund, but the show bullied him to change it for Idiots for Underdogs. I didn't hear it. Obviously, you did. Wow, that's interesting. Megan says, I just got here. Creepy pick. $20,000 kids' college fund. Well, I mean, that's not going to go a long way if you think about it. You're fucked, by the way, Greg. I just finished my third kid's college up. So $20,000 divided six ways, that's $3,333 per. He did. They had to bully him into making the prize a donation. Chris says the second place couple is far better looking. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're all better looking. I mean, Greg looks like fucking Worf from Star Trek Next Generation. And she looks like me with a wig. Tyler writes, when they touch forehead, nose, they unleash superpowers like the Wonder Twins. Great reference. Bob adds, a missed swipe. In other words, she was so disgusted, she began violently throwing up and dropped the phone and it swiped for her. Alan says, it should have read, you have a lot of money and I want to be unemployed. Tyler says, met on Hinge. Come on, at least lie. I don't know what that means. I don't know what I don't even know what Hinge is. Rebecca says, wow, no words. Tophis says, those kids are not happy. Look, we are 1 year closer to those kids being able to make decisions for themselves. And I'm really excited about that day because as those boys grow, they're going to hate these two. Greg's probably going to get beaten up by Coleman's kids. And then they need to be on here discussing what life has been like growing up with these two insufferable pricks. Tyler says a straight-on pick is Kayla's best option. Side profile does not do her any favors with that schnoz. You know, I agree. I agree. Straight on, I reasonably, she looks a lot less like me. Mike says, isn't she like 20 years younger than him? I think more than. I think she's like 25 or something like that. Chris says she's got an epic jawline. Yeah, she reminds me of that swimmer that everybody hates that was born a dude and is now like a chick. You know that one I'm talking about? Leah Thomas? That's who she reminds me of. Tyler says, can we do a vote on the world's biggest pussy next? Mike describes free beer as the world's biggest, quote unquote, pick me. All right. So I went ahead and I go, well, I'm in on this. I am all in. I am invested, God damn it. I'm going to vote. I'm going to contribute. I'm going to help the turtles. I'm going to help the, what else am I helping? The LA Food Bank. Think about this. You can help the LA Food Bank. You can help this turtle here. You can help make them America's favorite couple. You can help Idiots for Underdogs. And we have even more comedy to break down as the years go on and on and on. And don't forget, this will be the gift that keeps on giving. Because one day, she's going to meet a really attractive, younger woman or man. And, our old pal Freebeer is again going to be left holding the fucking bag with his fortune again cut in half. And I'm here for it. Holy shit. So I went directly to Facebook to promote the fact that this is happening. What the fuck? Thank you for this gift. Easy breaks this down on Wednesday, July 9th, podcast. And then I promoted myself, of course, like I always do. And got it done. Made the post. We had some what's described as white knighting. You know, people rushing in to defend and get mad at me. So I usually like to break these down. Ken writes, his forehead enters the room 5 seconds before he does. Kenny says, easy, maybe you mentioned it, maybe I missed it. Did you ever hear back about reaching out to Freebeer's ex-wife? I did not. I don't think she is interested. Like, I sent the friend request, and it's still, like, pending. You know, it's still waiting for a reply. So I think that she's probably not interested, because if she accepted it, my first question would be, so, all right, I want to skewer your ex-husband. Are you willing to chat? That's the first thing I would do. I wouldn't try to hide my intentions. I never do when I get exes, start communication with exes from Freebird and Hot Wings show members. I always make my intentions known right away. I am here not because I give a shit about you. I am here because I want to hear what the fuck is going on so that we can stick a fucking fist up Greg's ass. Jonathan says, my eyes are immediately drawn to his manly posture on the bench, knees together, ankles apart. Yeah, that's... that is so Greg. I wrote Total Alpha. Rob wrote, sheesh. My favorite American couple is EZ and Queen of the Forest, says Tyler. Oh, God. Holy shit. Now, we would be a real American couple, where she basically is screaming at me the whole day, calling me a cock. Davis says, oh, how sweet. Eric wrote, what did she do to you? So there you go. And I wrote, who cares? Then Eric says, I hope you can handle the karma. Like some fucking crazy bad thing is going to happen to me right now. I'll tell you this right now. If I walk outside and get struck by lightning, that's called a freak accident. I love it whenever somebody does something snarky and then, you're going to get karma. Okay, thanks, voodoo doll guy. This is always good. Whenever I get aggressive on something like this, you're going to get one like this, dude. I honestly thought you were funny. Usually they'll tell me about how they had this allegiance for me. And then because of whatever, they're like, I cannot support you anymore. I honestly thought you were funny during FBHW. But honestly, always having to be hard on the show that fired you looks worse on you than them at this point. Yeah, no kidding, dickhead. That's not why I'm doing it. It seems like you're jealous that your ex is doing well, that you stalk them, and it feels like a never-ending loop of seething their existence when you could go out and do great things on your own. I wrote, yeah, but that nose. Dude, look at this, whoever you are. This is fucking fantastic. This is absolutely perfect. America's favorite couple. I want this to happen. Nick says, no, I can't get on board with that. She didn't do anything to deserve taking a run at her. I wrote, you would not say that if you were friends with her ex-husband, Coleman, like I am. Logan says, that fucking nose. It's funny and cringy, says Brian, but let them live, dude. I'm getting a mixed bag of responses. There's a lot of people that are bagging on me because of this. But this is my duty. I mean, say what you will, but I have never, ever, ever deviated from my motivations. Since anyone has ever listened to me, When have I ever done anything different? There is unbelievable consistency from me. And you either take it or you leave it. So these are people who are like, you know, they see my post and they're like, I've got to defend him. I've got to defend him. So Brian says it's funny, but let them live. And I wrote, all right. I won't make fun of this. I promise. Brian says, easy. Outside looking in, it looks petty. Just being honest with you. That said, I think their show has gone down a hill and I'm Team Zane. And I'm like, thanks. He says, I agree. Craig says, I agree that the show is terrible with Kelly. She needs to kick rocks. Well, I can't agree. I can't get behind that. Brian then says, I haven't listened in about 2 years. Todd says, I stopped listening when Zane got canned. And then this guy, this Jason Lash, he was the first one to reply. Oh, my God. You got an issue with the show, so be it. But leave his family alone. Well, look, I don't have a problem with the kids. The one I think I would I'd keep an eye on, you know, maybe if there's firearms in the house, I would definitely lock them up. Alex says, if Greg is willing to put this in public space and talk about it on the show, he's made it fair game. That's a great point. If Greg goes and says, hey, guys, I want to be America's next top couple with the nose, and he posts it out there for the world to sink their teeth into, and, I mean, that's it, right? That's all we need? Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you. If he just posted it on his personal page, I'm still going to do it. Make no mistake. But I don't have to worry about that because he threw it out there.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
All right, so there's that. Jason responds, he goes, well, you know, people should be able to post about their family. Make fun of Greg all you want. He is a public figure, and I am sure he understands that is what comes with his job. Plus, he has the platform to fight back if he chooses to. Leave his wife and family out of it, though. Well, whatever. She is a integral portion of that show. She sits at home. She listens to every minute of it. She contributes to the show. She's part of this. She loves the spotlight. She loves the attention. Coleman knows it. I know it. It's just the way it is. I mean, I was there to talk about and publicize the hilarity of how Kayla's mother and father got a divorce. And then Kayla's mother eventually went ahead and married the brother of her ex-husband. The world needs to know that. Alex says, the second Greg chose to talk about his family on the air, they became public figures as well. See, Howings doesn't do that. He protects the images of his kids. He doesn't throw it out there publicly outside of saying their names. He's very buttoned up. He keeps the girlfriend, doesn't really acknowledge her. I've never had a beef with Hot Wings. I think he's very, very cool guy. No problem at all with him. Greg is the only one that personally I can't stand the fucker. But Howings has a hell of a lot more sense than this fucking retard. Alex goes on to say, I'm sure everyone involved on the public figure side understands this. If he doesn't want them discussed in a public forum, he shouldn't be discussing them in a public forum. I wrote, trust me, she loves it. I'm pals with her ex, Coleman Lutz. Oh, the stories. Brandon says, did Coleman vote for them? I don't know. And then this Jason guy does this weird flex. This dude right here. I have a following in my industry of about 20,000 people. I speak at real estate conferences around the country, and I get around in our industry. Some people don't like me and have said things about me. I'm a man, and I can take it. Some of it is deserved. At the same time, I post about my kids all the time because I am proud of them. Insulting them might cause a physical violent reaction. He's trying to suggest that he, Jason Lash, being a real estate guy, is the same as Free Beer on a talk show talking about being America's next favorite couple. Shut the fuck up, you fucking tool. I responded with, thanks for the career update and congrats on your cool success in the real estate industry. Yay for you. And then this moron thinks that I'm serious. What a self-absorbed twat. Thanks, brother. Yeah, it affords me season tickets to the Griffins. Looking forward to opening day. Yeah, stay away. I wrote, groovy. My God. So much fun. There's been more people that have weighed in since I started reading these. Oh, this is so great. This type of stuff makes me happy and cringe at the same time. So, yeah, vote for them. Caleb, he's a regular. Eric Zane still desperately clinging to FBHW coattails, farming his 20 reactions for the month in an attempt to stay relevant. Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time I've seen that. That is great. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I do what I can. I do what I can when I can. All right. Let's head to the chat and see how they are processing this. Jesus, fuck. That's so ugly. Those kids are not happy. I already read those. What's with all the fucking ice cream? He's whispering in her ear in that pic. After this ice cream, I've got something else to shove in your mouth. Oh, without question. That dude gets so much pussy. It's unbelievable. I think, you know, that much pussy is not good for his body. She's outrunning him big time, and she's going to wear him down. You know, when you're like when you kind of age gracefully, you know, it just kind of planes out over time. But this is the equivalent, the amount of sex that the Burn King is getting to suddenly. You start like running marathons when you never ran before. Eventually, your body is going to break down because the sudden surge in activity, he's going to break his dick. Something bad is going to happen. Tyler says, we deserve to be America's favorite couple because we have sex every day and we broadcast it on the radio. Badger says you and Pooh Bear join the contest. Well, I'd have to be honest. I'd have to write, why vote? Because Pooh Bear calls me cockhead all the time. And I cut the lawn when she tells me to. Borculo Josh says they are a cute lesbian couple. Mike Q says, is she still unemployed? I don't know. Chris from Buffalo says, as the great Frank Zappa once said, he was a beautiful lady, clearly talking about Kayla. Tophus adds that she does have a very strong-looking jaw, kind of like those royals who inbred way back in the day. Luke says, why doesn't her uncle, dad, and mom enter? Chris says you can buy votes. I wonder how much Greg has invested. Tyler says if we win, we will probably get another sniffle fest from Freebeer about how happy he is to give us this money to charity. Chris says to Tophus, I sent you the link to the page. Wait a minute. I don't have the link to the page. I got to get the link to the page and share it with you all. I haven't done that. Thank you for the reminder. And I have to do it on my end, which I will right now. I legitimately want this to happen. Make this a thing. I support Greg and Kayla. There you go. I just posted it. Mike says, what's crazy to me is that I'm still listening to a lot of the old episodes from like 2011, and Greg literally seems like a different person. It's like he had a weird mental break or something. Jeremy says his divorce ruined his brain. Hot Wings seems like a decent dude. Boring as hell, but a good guy. 100%. He's in the wrong business. He's lucky. He's goddamn lucky. He is useless near a microphone. Everybody knows that. Tyler says, don't discuss private family members. Does bro even realize that Freebird talked about this and the nose, talked about he and the nose fucking almost daily on a nationally syndicated radio show that easily could get back to their kids? Tyler says, I hope real estate guy has a rogue puck finding his teeth next season. Tyler sent me something as well that was weird about that guy, and I'm not sure what it is. He says, I see why this dude is trying to be a white knight commenter for Freebeer right now, and he sent me a picture with him making a TV appearance with Shark Tank chick. Well, if you say so. Tophus says, those pictures you posted on your Facebook page are great. When you magnify the nose to that extent, the universe starts to break down. Yeah, let's take a look. It's a hell of a goddamn nose right there. I'm telling you, that is my nose. Thank you. I'm glad it made you squirm with anticipation of me talking about it. I love it. This is so awesome. Bob says she's hoping to fuck him into a heart attack. Tyler says Mrs. Freebeer is trying to kill him with sex to ride off into the sunset with his money, LOL. It's a great joke. Chris says they were talking about choke sex this morning. Kelly had to chime in on the correct way to do it. Yeah, she's no prude. There's no question. Tyler says the WGRD logo in that, there was a WGRD logo in that pic of real estate guy. Yeah, I don't understand it. That was weird. Ben says, Ben Glaze is here. He says, did they not show off the matching tattoos for the contest? Oh, yeah, those abortions. My God. Tophus says, I did not see the nose hooking downward until you magnified it. Chris says, that could be a crop pick of you for sure. What college are you teaching at, EZ? Will they offer remote learning? Class is full. There's nothing I can do about it. You can't get in. Tophus says, yeah, Kelly lays pipe. Well, she takes pipe. She is no prude. Tophus says they got matching tattoos. That's another level of douchiness. Oh, yeah. They're giant octopuses. They're ridiculous. All right. That is going to do it. I have exhausted everything I can about this moment in time. Josh Gidcombe is here. He says, easy. You got to paint the damn H on the sign. Josh Gidcombe is in Tennessee, and he made that metal sign behind me. And he sent it to me years ago, and he paid like a ton of money to get it to me. But the fucking dummy put like shitbag paint on it, and it flaked off there. And like the first day I had it. So he wants me to paint. I was like, no, I'm not going to paint it. You got to send me another sign as well, or send me the paint. Yeah, the name is Gidcombe. Jeremy says, get cum? Chris says, go to the FBHW page. They've got a side-by-side of the octopus tattoos. We'll have to come back to that because I'd have to root around for it because on the Eric Zane Show podcast page, I'm blocked. I'm not allowed to see it, so I'd have to change to my personal page, and it's a pain in the ass, and I've got all this momentum. I don't want to stop the show. I just want to keep moving. Vote, vote, vote. Tomorrow we will have an update. 1 hour, 1 day, 11 hours and 11 minutes. So tomorrow night we will find out if Greg and Kayla are America's favorite couple in their group. So I'm going to vote like right now for them. Like I get one vote. So you click on it. And then, wait, what the fuck? Okay, one vote is free. So there you go. That's my one vote. Facebook is only used to verify eligibility. We do not disclose. Cast one vote every 24 hours. So that's nice. I will continue. Boy, my God, it's already a pain in the ass. Thank you for confirming you are a real person. Do you want to receive occasional email updates on Greg and Kayla's progress? Eric Zane at Comcast.net. Yes, of course. You can use votes by donation benefiting LA Regional Food Bank and Oceana to give Greg and Kayla a boost. $25 donation equals 25 votes. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of wait and see how that is. I'm just excited that they're in first place. Go, people. Use your one vote today and tomorrow. Mike says, do they have you blocked from being a fancy idiot, too? No. There's another person that has a fancy idiot account, and then they give me access to it. All right. Ben says he just emailed me the pic of the matching tattoos. Some of you, I guess, haven't seen it. Tophus has not. Oh, God. So bad. I don't know who's who. Okay, I think I do. Okay, so here's Greg. You can tell he's got his Big Ten lanyard. And they're at the beach. And this is Greg's tattoo, the blue one. And this is Kayla's tattoo. And you put them together, and you got two really ugly tattoos. Really gaudy, horrifically large, fucked up, beyond belief tattoos of an octopus. Oh, no. Stevie says, I would not pee on him if he were on fire. No way am I voting for him to win anything except asshole of the day. Mike says that they don't manage the fancy idiots or whatever the fuck they're called. He says he canceled his a year ago and he still has access. Jeremy says, how are the colors already fading? I have no idea. Becca Shea says, yeah, they look stupid. I like you so much. Tophus says, why? Why that? It's because she picked it. That's why. You don't think Greg picked that. She's a tacky fucking moron. Jesus Christ. Ugh. God. These two. Shit. Nothing Greg or Kayla does is cool. All right? The only thing cool about Greg and Kayla are Coleman's kids. I don't know the twins, and I don't know the oldest one, who reminds me of Jeremy in the Pearl Jam video, but I'm very suspicious of that one. I mean, seriously, you kind of want to be very, very careful there. Jeremy says, not only are the tattoos dumb as fuck, they're extremely poorly done. Murder lover Linda adds, it's for their family of eight. So an octopus has eight tentacles. Is that right? Do they? I don't know. So they did. Well, then, does that mean that one tentacle would be Greg and one tentacle would be the nose, and then six tentacles are kids? And then does that mean that their whole life is an octopus? Is it so it's symbolic of the life? You had to be. Now, I know Greg has talked about he is constantly ingesting cannabis products like gummies. There's no way he'd smoke it. Are you kidding me? It's way too goddamn harsh. So perhaps they ate the gummies, and then on one of those weird mind trips, they discuss this, and they just parked on something with eight, you know, like a goddamn octopus. Maybe it could be like a spider then, because I think spiders have eight legs. Very interesting to me. Telfus makes a horrible comment that I can't even say it. Jeremy with another comment. He says, I thought one of them just had a fantasy of having eight pussies at once. I don't think that's true. That's horrible. Mike says it's going to be fun getting that removed after the divorce. And that's all, I think, the biggest takeaway here. You give us something to talk about. That's amazing. That's a great thing. You're helping a charity. That's a great thing. I can't say anything bad about the goddamn charity. You know? That douchebag Bennercrombie is like kind of like one of the board. They've got like a board of, because when you do a .org like that, you got to have a board. And that guy's, ugh, God. Fuck. I can't wait till I see him at the next fucking races at Berlin. Ugh. Anyway, so the charity will help out these poor people. And then when the divorce hits, which in my opinion, it's going to happen. It's going to get ugly. We can look back at now America's favorite couple. This is all the times that Greg used to say, hey, I'm a great husband. Hey, guys, I'm a great husband. When he was married to Amanda, who left him. All of those times do not equate to the douchiness of what is happening here. Hey, I'm one of America's great couples, my wife and I. My God. Easily one of the cringiest things that I ever have ever witnessed in my entire life. Holy shit. Jeremy writes to Real Estate Guy, hey, thanks for letting us all know about your job. Wow, so cool. Anyways, I hear you touch kids, but do you know who doesn't? Adam Kasari, realtor of everyone's dreams. Oh, you are so going to get a Facebook ticket for that comment. Ashley writes, all these people screaming, leave them alone, reminds me of leave Britney alone. All right. Thank you to Kayla and Greg for doing this for us. We are so lucky to be in their universe. And I appreciate them watching and listening to this because that's going to consume some of their time today. And it makes me really happy to know that they support the show and their friends in Door join me on the show and support the show. Do you remember the time when I got the clandestine Facebook message on Messenger and it said, stop talking to Coleman? Like, fuck you. Go fuck off. Jesus Christ. Wow. Well, that is it. That is the open and live stream. That I'm not done, but that concludes our vilifying and yet supporting this level of douchiness to be America's next great couple. America's favorite couple. Rebecca says the level of trolling in our listener group is elite. I'm so proud of all of you. Tyler says he low-key wants to be America's favorite couple.
Was yours low-key on purpose? I low-key want to go too.
I low-key have a lot of debt. Low-key annoyed. Like a low-key loyalty test.
Low-key mad at him.
I'm like, low-key.
I low-key want you to win. Let's see. Jeremy writes, favorite couple energy. God, do I have that supercut ready? No, I don't. We played it yesterday. Oh, well. Pushed it. Okay. Thank you so much for the audience on Facebook. And, of course, on X, I appreciate you guys. I'm hoping to get back on TikTok. I think TikTok is not very comfortable with what I do on this show because I get banned all the time. I like, we'll start the show, and it's live. And then by the end of the day, it says, sorry, you're banned again. So then I, like, reapply. And then it says, okay, go at it. And then I do it. I do one show and then I get banned. I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, thank you so much for watching on those platforms. If you want the whole show uninterrupted, I do it on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Of course, I'm on Patreon where on Thursday, we will be doing a Big Fraud Thursday. Paul is here. Paul is one of the first ones to tip me off about America's favorite couple. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you tipping me off. I don't find out about these things unless you do. I mean, I would have found out later by chance, but it's easier to get what I want to do done if you're telling me the moment it happens. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.